Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu, and this is an installment into the Neutral Evil Pantheon. Today we're covering Lavalia. She is called the Throne Shadow, the Whispering Counselor, the goddess of blackmail, bureaucracy, and poison. Her worshippers tend to be bureaucrats, opportunists, politicians. I would probably argue rogues as well, but they don't really include that here in the text, but after covering this goddess, I think you'll agree that it would be rogues and all manner of tricksters. Her alignment is neutral evil. Her domains are charm, knowledge, nobility, and trickery. Her subdomains are deception, leadership, love, and memory. Her favored weapon is the fighting fan, and her favored animal is the viper. Her origin story is really quite cool. I really enjoyed this one, so try to do it justice. Lavalia was a handmaiden for the gods, and the term handmaiden almost seems too modest. It's more like she was the producer or the office administrator of the gods. So she would work. She was working for the gods in the heavens, and she would organize all their appointments, and she would prepare things for them. She would act as a liaison between her and their agents. She made sure that everything was set up for the gods. You know, sort of managed their whole the court and their interaction with other celestial beings, and probably their interactions with the mortal world, for all I know. So she was all over heaven, helping all of the different gods with all of the different domains that they had to manage. And she learned a lot from doing that. Now, slowly, she began gathering power into her own hands, not for any nefarious reason. She simply wanted to make things more efficient. However, the ancient god, long gone now, but an ancient god of war named Braal, derided her efforts. I don't know the nature of his derision, but it is all kept in the divine record of Garana. So he scolded her for whatever she was doing, whether it was for being such a good manager or for gathering power, I'm not sure. But after he scolded her, she began actively using her power for her own selfish ends. Eventually, she was able to manipulate certain events to cause the fall of Braal, and the divine record notes that this was the beginning of the end of that entire reality. So the fall of a god brought an entire reality to a close, and ultimately it was because of Lavalia. When Garana found out what had happened, she tried to do some damage control, but she also attempted to expose Lavalia's plot to the other gods. But by this time, Lavalia was nobody's fool, and she had prepared for her exposure. So she released a flood of demons into the heavenly realm, using that as a diversion so that she could steal a bunch of other useful divine items to spark her own divinity. In the space between realities, after the, you know, as one was ending and a new one was forming, she entered your campaign's setting as a goddess. She decided that anger and revenge had gotten away with her. They ruined her once, and so she vowed that that would never happen again. And from the point that she entered your reality onward, her plots have become cold and calculating, very much in the long term. And she advances her agenda, whatever that may be, one bit at a time. And then she closes it, she pulls it, cinches it up right at the end. And then you see what the plan, what the plot was. So she's quite the schemer, Lavalia. Let's talk about her churches a little bit. So her followers, called Lavalians, keep a book called the Book of Secrets, which is kind of the neutral evil version of the divine record, which is, of course, kept by Garana. And while at its core it does have certain observances and rituals and doctrines written down, Mostly it's a receptacle of notes for blackmail and theft and manipulation. So for that reason, each book, though it may share the core notes, is completely different in appearance and in content. The church itself is organized, it's very modular by design, so that if one member gets taken out for some reason, no other member is affected. And they achieve this because each member of the church only knows, well, their fellow members, I guess, but in terms of going up the chain, they only know one member in the rank above them. Within each cell, the leader is called the patron and everyone else is the supplicant. Information about membership is tightly controlled, and in order to get in, you have to be vetted by your superiors, and you must provide information and resources in advance that can be used against you should you ever choose to defect. So you don't join this church lightly, and once you're in, you're kind of in, or you're in trouble. The church, aside from being a center of worship for Lavalia, also is, maybe even primarily, is a support system for providing information and resources in order to advance a continuing cycle of power and influence and manipulation. Her holy days, in fact, are tied to the beginning of court sessions, important political appointments, tax collection deadlines, things that you might think she would have no interest in until you realize that she's always interested in the best information possible, the most valuable information that you can possibly get. There's an economy within the church of favors and obligations and IOUs where gifts and actions are traded to benefit all the other members, and through those members, obviously, the goddess herself. Lavalia is very strongly opposed by both Garana and Nys, Garana being the lawful good goddess, the keeper of the divine record, and Nys being the chaotic, neutral goddess of war, and the daughter of the god, the former god of war, Braal. Spell preparation for Lavalia, for the clerics of Lavalia, is actually highly liturgical compared to what you might think. So, when you prepare your spells, you are to write your requests to the goddess on a slip of paper, and then you ceremoniously burn that request, and you recite certain prayers from the Book of Secrets. These rituals don't have to be performed alone or anything. You can do it with fellow supplicants within your church, and if others are there, then exchanging information is a key element to the worshipping of Lavalia. Here are two religious traits that a cleric of Lavalia gains. There's the poisoned words trait. Followers gain a +2 trait bonus on bluff checks when attempting to create enmity between groups or individuals. And the signature poison. You can choose a single poison. If that is an injury poison, then you gain the poison use ability for that poison, and when using that poison, add a +1 trait bonus to the save DC. Additionally, you gain a +2 trait bonus to your own saves against that poison. Lavalia is a really interesting one, really intriguing. I would love to run a campaign where she was the mastermind behind everything. I mean, you would feel obligated to make the plot really complex, like puzzle complex, where events are happening with no apparent connection. And then at the very end, they all, you kind of, when you see it, you see the overview, you see how it all actually fit perfectly together. And that's possible. I mean, there are lots of great campaigns out there like that. And I can see that Lavalia would, if she was in the pantheon of those campaigns, she would have been the one chosen to have been the mastermind behind all of that. And the fact that her backstory is so interesting, too. I mean, she's a goddess who was rebuked and, in a way, turned away by the gods, and then she became a god. I mean, the other gods must absolutely just despise her. I mean, I'm sure probably the other neutral evil gods don't mind her so much, although I guess when you're neutral evil, you're kind of minding everyone, including yourself, but I guess she may have some allies within the gods, but it's kind of a cool thing that she feels rejected, and for that reason, I think that a rogue and several other maybe tieflings, you know, like people who are kind of subjected to a little bit of rejection might really identify with Lavalia because she's got that vengeful attribute to her that she when she became a god she decided that was not going to be her downfall but it's her main motivator from what I can tell of her story. So very, very fascinating goddess to use in a campaign, to use as a motivator. I mean, obviously her evil alignment makes it a little bit difficult probably to align a player character to in most campaigns. But then again, you know, you could have an evil goddess as your god and not be evil aligned yourself. I mean, you could be one square away. You could be a neutral or something like that. So it could work, possibly. Either way, I have a feeling, even if it's not your primary favored god as a player character, I have a feeling that the shunned among the world of D&D would identify strongly with Lavalia. And in identifying, it's probably arguable that they might sympathize with her and her followers. So if she is a plot point in a campaign, or if her followers are a plot point in a campaign, it might affect some of the player characters in an interesting way. If their goddess has a backstory that's remarkably similar to theirs, where they were doing good, they were trying to please their masters and were then rebuked for it or thrown out for some transgression that maybe they weren't even guilty of, or maybe they didn't mean the way that it was taken, then that could be a great motivator to actually side with these people rather than siding for, you know, maybe their lawful good patron or whatever the situation might be. So yeah, this is one of my favorite goddesses, not necessarily because I identify with her, although who doesn't? I mean, if you grew up a nerd, I anticipate that you probably can identify a little bit with Lavalia's vengeful attitude. But I'm just saying that she's a cool character aside from that, because she inspires a lot of sympathy, but she's evil aligned, so it's a dangerous thing to play around with. So that was Lavalia. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as Not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.